Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, one thing I want to share today. I said it before, the Lord subdues everything. He's taken perfect responsibility to his people. The Lord gave us a lot of ways to understand the heart of God. A man that loves his wife will go to bat for his wife. He will protect his wife. I'm not talking about a worldly man. I'm talking about a real man of God. He will risk his life for his wife. He will put her life first. He will protect his wife and his family at all costs. And knowing about authority and how to use authority and learning how to fight spiritually, you can really protect your family. A natural man will do natural things to protect his family. A man that knows the covenants of God, he will do supernatural things as well as natural things, and also natural things to protect his family and his wife. And so then we have a wife we're devoted to and we love her. I'm talking about real people that love God, people that love the ways of God. And I've seen it. I'm not talking about people that halfway want a divorce and they don't really like their wife anymore. I'm talking about the real love of God. Real people that really love God, they love their wives. And they love their family. And we have that, we can understand that through the love we have for our wives and our family. That's the same way God loves the church. That's the same way God loves creation. That's the same way God loves everybody. Now, something is developing that has never happened before. See, the Lord knew from the beginning. It says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so the earth is very, very old because he did it in the beginning. He made the heavens and the earth. He made the heavens first and the earth also. Now we know a little bit more about the earth. It said, one scripture says, Jesus is the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. We also know that the sons of God saw the earth being formed. So, and they rejoiced. And Job talked about that. So we got to understand that the Lord knew the storm that was coming, and he made creation anyway. Now, before we go any further, I used to wonder, why would God anoint Saul, King Saul? And I was on vacation one day, and I was thinking about this. And I put this question before the Lord. When Saul became a king that he had to fire, he hired him, then he had to fire him. And I thought the same thing about Lucifer. He made him an angel, then he had to cast him out of heaven. And I'm like, Lord, you knew that they would do this. You knew that, you know how they would, you have a foreknowledge, and you knew what they would do. And why did you proceed anyway and let him be king? And just like Lucifer, you anointed him, but you knew what he would do. And then King Saul, when you anointed him king, he was doing good at first, because the Lord said in the beginning he was humble. But once he became king, he listened to the people, got in fear. You know the stories. And I said, well, why did you proceed and let him be king anyway? He said, and I remember the answer. And I know what he said. I don't know if I'll still be able to do it word for word, but this is how he put it to me. When people grow, all right, they've been faithful all along up to a certain point. The Lord will promote them. Your promotion is not based on what you might do. It's based on what you've already done. And you meet the qualifications. You've done everything faithful, you grew from glory to glory. God is faithful. He works with us. And he wants to, he has our best interest hour. And he does it in a way to give us clues and understanding of what to do and what he expects. Now, when Lucifer fell, not angels have much more knowledge than we had. They start out with much more understanding, knowledge, and counsel than we ever had. So, than we have in our beginning anyway. So, they know better. Lucifer knew better, but he did wrong. Now, Saul, look at the examples he had. Everybody could read about how Cain slew Abel. And no, that was wrong. That was a terrible thing to do. And how the giants, you know, in the days of Noah, you know, men became so violent, they only thought of violence continually. And God regretted that he made man. So examples were always there. And being a king of Israel, you'll know about some things. And all the standards of God, all the wars of the judges, and how things went. Now, he's anointed king, and he did everything necessary to be chosen to be king. And he had everything going for him. All he had to do was study the law, be faithful with the knowledge that he had, and he would have been established. The Lord said he would have established him. Even David wanted him to be established. David was not an opportunist. He just wanted the welfare of Israel to happen. But King Saul got sidetracked. So if you do what's necessary, God will promote you. He loves us. But if you change course, now you got the protocol of Ezekiel is in play. If you turn to evil, your goodness will be forgotten, or your righteousness will be forgotten. And if an evil man turn to righteousness, his evil would be forgotten and he'll be forgiven. That's justice, folks, for man. Now, angels, they knew better. See, if you hold the truth in unrighteousness, you suffer. That's when judgment happens. So what I want to say is this. The Lord saw the train wreck way before he made everything. He nothing surprises him. And you know, in Job, I think it was chapter 3, when Eliphaz was talking, you know, he found foolishness among the angels. Let's see. Now that's chapter 4. And it's important to catch these things that they say. Here it is. I skipped down to verse 12. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. I stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, in his angels he charged with folly." You hear that? Verse 18, "Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is the dust, which are crushed before the moth." You see that our foundation is dust. "They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Do not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom." So, but the key verse here is 18. He put no trust in his servants, and his angels are he charged with folly. So the Lord knew that the fall would happen. and he did things to prevent it. Now, I believe Lucifer was actually prevented to deter the fall, or give the angels of that day what they needed to go forward and not backwards. But see, he caused them to fall. He caused what was leaning to fall on over. He became the first sinner, the father of lies. So everything that falls, he's their head. And see, the heavens, God is going to fix it where there's no debauchery nowhere. He's going to make a new heaven. That's why the scripture says that the scriptures say there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. See, the Lord told me years ago, he's after sincerity. And he's going to get it. He knows how to get it. He's systematically receiving sincerity. Now, the things of God is up to you. Have to look at what Jesus did, what the Lord, what the Father ordered. And I want to say this, everything that God does is sanctioned. Everybody that do the will of God in their life is given to them to do this. We're born to do something. And God will promote us into his perfect will if we will receive his word in our heart. That's the first step. Be faithful with the word and do it as a way of life. And never undo it, even by accident. You do the things of God and not the things of the world. You do the things of God on purpose. And you drive out the things that cause darkness. It takes, sometimes the enemy will take advantage of what you don't know. But as you're striving to go forward, you're going to get there. Everything may not go pristine and the way you want it to, but that's neither here or there. You got to continue, see. Now let's look at something that our Father gave us. Verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have, this is Genesis 1:26, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. This is what is given to man. This is a sanction. This is how it is, folks. So God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God blessed them. He's talking to Adam and Eve and all of their children ever, because they were in him. See, all the whole human race was in Adam and Eve when he spoke this. God blessed them, and God said unto them, which includes me and you, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now let's look at it this way. We're made in his image. We mirror God. We're an image of God. We're designed to be an image of God. And the earth is designed to be, because it says this, and Adam has the earth is Adam's dominion. Well, heaven is God's dominion. How about that? God is over everything, okay? Over all the angels and all the creations and all the people ever. And he reigns over all of it, okay? We represent what God is already doing. Now, in order for him to have a heaven, he had to be fruitful. You look at all those stars, he multiplied it. Not only did he multiply, to us, all we see are the stars, which are suns for somebody else. And then there's planets around them. All right, so not only was he fruitful, he made all, to us it's a big deal to even try to count the stars. Abraham couldn't count the stars. And all of them are suns. Luminaries. That's what Enoch called them. So that's a big deal to us, but guess what? Around those suns are planets, and on those planets are people. So God he was busy being fruitful and multiplying, and he replenished heaven, And then he subdued it. And he has dominion over everything. So this is what God is doing. Now, the mind of the angels, they could understand. They knew what God gave Adam to do. They knew that they could see what God was doing. God took a planet, put a man over it, and told him to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So they, of course, they want to interrupt it. They don't want this to happen. They don't want to be wrong. See, the enemy didn't want the things that God gave Adam to do to work. He didn't want the operation and protocols of God to operate correctly. He had to find a way to stop it. Again, God said, this is Genesis 1:28. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. See, God put Adam in the same position that he was in. And he told Adam and Eve, and he was also talking to all of their descendants, because it says God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. So he's talking to you and me as well. Now, I want to share something that I picked up in Hebrews when it dealt with the tithe, if I can find it. And it'll give you a clue to why I say he was talking to everybody. Not just Adam and Eve, but all of his descendants. Because they were in Adam, see. And when it talked about the tithe protocol, the Lord, it said that and when Abraham paid tithes, his descendants were in his loins. And so it's important to know that God recognizes all of the offspring that's within us when he speaks. Hebrews chapter 7. Now, watch this protocol. You have to watch for the protocols of God, the standards of God. Hebrews 1 verse 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. So many of us believe that as Jesus, this Melchizedek. Anyway, verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them receives tithes of Abraham, the blessed, and bless him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. Now watch this. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. You see that? Levi was in the loins of Abraham. When Abraham paid tithes, Levi paid them as well. So, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection, whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it people received the law, what further needs was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there was made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance to at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah. See that? Which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of in this life. For it testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So, just like Levi paid tithes, when Abraham paid tithes, when God was talking to Adam and Eve, he blessed them, Adam and Eve, and all of their descendants from Cain to the last man born. All of us receive that commandment. And this is a living commandment. God wants his people to operate just like him. Now, I said earlier, the enemy had said, I got to stop this. He's not going to just sit by and watch an example of God be portrayed to all heaven. See, and I tell people sometimes, everything on earth is recorded. Every comment, every action, everything we do is well recorded. Not only by God and the angels, it's recorded by Satan and his kingdom, and it's also recorded by man. And it's also, if whatever you do is recorded in your own mind, you can remember it. I've heard this: when people die, they remember in full detail every event in their life ever. So it's important to receive the healing of salvation, all of it. And that, see, the law, when they practiced they slew the animals to cover sins, it did nothing about our conscience. But God gave us a new spirit, so we got a new life. Now, God made man in his own image. And he designed us to do perfectly what he does. He blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and all of it, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So that's man's holy responsibility. Now, that's our ultimate responsibility. And then Jesus says it again. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But before that, he said, it is given, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. Then he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the dead. Or he gave us dominion and power to go forward and do the will of God. See, everything in heaven is given. Don't try to do something for God unless you're sanctioned for it. In other words, do it God's way. Don't just do what you think is best as a man of God or a woman of God. But see, everything that Jesus, it was given. There's so many scriptures. I looked up a few where it said it is given. And Jesus said, okay. All right, verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Then he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, in the book of Acts, I believe the Mark 16. See, Matthew 28, Mark 16, and Acts chapter 1. That's all the same day, see. He said it again. He said, all right, verse 14. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. See, this was around the same time, I believe. All right, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Well, verse 6 said, and when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. See, that's the same kind of dialogue. But these men are writing what they heard and what they remember. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. Now, the Lord is consistent in all that he does. In the beginning, he gave us authority, just like his authority. See, God, he just like we shared earlier, he's fruitful, he multiplies, he replenishes, he subdues, and he has dominion. And he designed us to do the same thing. Now, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus honored God. Jesus took that responsibility. Jesus multiplied the knowledge of God in the earth. He was fruitful. He chose 12 disciples, and he went about doing good with them. And he multiplied himself in them. He taught them, gave them example for 3 years. And then he gave them his power to subdue. He gave them authority to subdue, gave them dominion over the so that they could fulfill the will of God. Now, the Lord don't go and make people do something. We bear fruit. We don't bear brothers and sisters. We don't bear branches. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. But we don't bear branches, we bear fruit. Even if you have children, you still don't bear branches. Your children, if they come into the kingdom of God, it's because you bear fruit. You live according to the living love of God. You live like Jesus lived. You love like Jesus loved. You take authority over this life. You subdue things with your authority. You speak things. You command things to be. If somebody in your family is sick, you rebuke the sickness. And you by covenant, you get them healed. And if you're weak, you take them to the elders and you get the job done. God gave us something for everybody. Until Christ is formed in us, there's a way to do his will. There's always a way to do his will. If you're just starting out, you can go to the elders. They'll pray for you. And God desires us to know him and understand. Now, we're not set up. A lot of people, their goal is to be a healed Christian or live a good life as a Christian. They see themselves as the tribes that Moses led out of Egypt. Or they see themselves as the people that attend the temple. But see, God set us up differently. He set us up to be no different and I mean this, no different than Jesus. He set us up to do what Jesus did. That's why Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Okay, that don't mean just jump up and go. He said this is something we're going to do. But remember, in heaven, a protocol is given. In Daniel chapter 2:38, I'm going to show you some of the scriptures where sanctions were given. But first, I'm in Acts, Peter was preaching. Peter said to the people that when the Holy Spirit was given, he told them that the Holy Spirit was given to everybody. It was for everybody. Let's see. Acts 2:38. There we go. All right. Here it is. Verse 16, Acts 2:16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Well, let me back up, because Peter's speaking. All right. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They heard people speaking in other tongues. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour.